Time now for sports on the Tornado.
Yesterday was the first round of the state Class B Legion baseball tournament. Garrison would beat Lemoore by a score of 1-0 in that opening round. Lemoore pitcher Connor Johnson would pitch a great game, even though he would be the losing pitcher, going six innings, throwing 116 pitches, only allowing the one run, three hits, five walks, striking out 11. They were just not able to get the hits going. Lemoore had just four hits, two singles from Colton Ness, one single from Garrett Hebel, and one from Corbin Pott. Lemoore now takes on Carrington in the elimination game at 12:30 this afternoon on our sister station, Q101. Twins were in action yesterday. They dropped a big one to the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 10-4. Milwaukee got the scoring started early with Rowdy Tellez getting a three-run home run right away in the first inning. Twins would respond with three runs in the top of the second. However, the bottom of the fourth, it all fell apart. The wheels on the bus did not go round and round anymore. And top off that five-run inning from the Brew Crew, Rowdy Tellez hit his second three-run home run of the game.
Payoff pitch on the way from Cotton. Swung on, hit the right field, and hit well. Kirloff's going to turn around and gone. 8-3 Milwaukee. The second three-run homer today for Rowdy Tellez.
Luis Urias would score two more off of a home run in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Twins would only get one more. Kyle Garlick, a home run to left field in the top of the seventh. But that would be the game 10-4. Twins lose. Corbin Burns gets the W, and Chris Archer gets the big fat L. Twins in action again tomorrow against the Padres. First pitch at about 8:40 on this very same station. For more sports news anytime, make sure you head on over to newsdakota.com.